to the book of Colossians in chapter 2. And I will read out of the book of Colossians tonight. We'll conclude the book of Colossians as far as the chapter 2 is concerned tonight. We went through the first 7 verses the other day. I want to read verse 8 on through verse 23. And there are some things in this particular passage that I think will be a real encouragement to us as we think about it. Verse 8, Colossians 2. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, or against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a shew of wisdom in all and will worship, and humility and neglecting of the body, not any honoring to the satisfying of the flesh. Just a few thoughts tonight out of this passage. First of all, I want us to see in verses 8 through 10 that Christ is superior to philosophy. Now, certainly we must keep in mind the background of this book and the time of the writing of this book, and I remind you that there were the Gnostics who were around. There were the philosophers of this world that had put together in their own thinking the perfect religion. Not too many years ago, there was another that undertook it again to get the best of all the world religions and bring them into one and just make the super religion. The philosophy of men. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is superior to philosophy. In fact, it surpasses any wisdom of man in anything that man might ever put together. Philosophy is a system of speculation and elimination. And that's all it is. It's speculation and then elimination. After you speculate and it doesn't work, you eliminate it. But I want you to know that in Jesus Christ, everything is yea and amen, and it's true. And certainly philosophy is of the world. And it is vain pride to think that one can figure out God on his own. It'll never be done, and it never can be done. To know God is just a very supernatural thing in a person's life. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter when he gave the great confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed that unto you, but my Father in heaven." And I want you to know that Christ is far greater than superior to, than philosophy. The Gnostic philosophy of Paul's day in the writing of this letter said that God cannot become man. But when the world by wisdom knew not God, God astounded this world in his infinite wisdom. In his own very being, he robed himself in the flesh of a man and came into this world and walked among men. The Bible tells us in Christ dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead in a body. If you have to speculate and you want to know something about God, then you study the person Jesus Christ, and you'll know something about God. Because in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I know that sometimes man wants to separate it and say, there's got to be something different than him. No. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything that God is was in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, the Bible said, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet this great God made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of the servant, and then found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I want you to know that the world would never put that together. They'd never figure that out. And the natural man will never figure that out. But as God worked in our hearts, and this truth became evident to us, what a joyous time. Whenever we got away from the teachings of this world and the things of this world and saw that in Jesus Christ, everything that can satisfy and would satisfy and will satisfy is in him. And then Paul said in our text that we read, and you're complete in him. The believer is complete in Jesus Christ. Now, there are groups that believe that you're going to have to find a second blessing. That you're going to have to find something because you're not complete. I've heard so many say, yeah, but you lack this. No, if you have Jesus Christ, you have it all. Everything that you'll ever need, the believer is complete in Jesus Christ. Everything that you'll ever need as far as your soul salvation is concerned, it's in Christ. Everything you need as far as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, it's in Christ. I'll digress a moment and remind you that when our Lord Jesus Christ promised the coming of the Comforter, he said it was imperative, it was needful that he go away. He said, if I don't go, the Comforter will come. But when I go, I and the Father will take of ours and give it unto you. And I want you to know that if you're in Jesus Christ tonight, you have everything that you'll ever have and all that you'll ever have of God. Now, you may develop, you may mature, you may grow in grace, you may grow in knowledge. But if you're in Jesus Christ, you have everything that God's going to give you tonight in that sense of the word. It's given to the believer. And even the peace, we'll find out in this book and other places that let the peace of God rule in your heart. That's in Jesus Christ. Everything. Christ, the believer is complete in Jesus Christ. And certainly Christ is superior to the legalism of Judaism in verses 11 through 17. He talks about days. He talks about new moon. He talks about the Sabbath. He talks about a lot of things that men were putting great pride in. Paul went on to say, if you're in Jesus Christ, don't let any man judge you in these things. There's always an issue comes up every year, and along about the first or second week of November, it'll come up whether or not to keep Christmas. Now, it'll come up. Does every year. There'll be preachers that'll start, and they'll preach for about 6 or 8 weeks on all of the ills of Christmas. Well, I want you to know that you don't let anybody judge you any day. If you keep a day, keep it as unto the Lord. And if you desire not to keep that day, then keep it as not unto the Lord. But be sure that you're glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Because a day is not going to save you. A new moon is not going to save you. And even the Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he was Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath day won't save you. But Jesus Christ can, and Jesus Christ will save. and he'll save to the uttermost. Legalism cannot justify. Ordinances are contrary to us. Diets and days will never justify. They're only a shadow. But we're risen with Christ by faith tonight. I want you to know that in Jesus Christ, you're at peace and you're complete in Him. He has forgiven all trespasses. So Christ then certainly is superior to the legal system of Judaism. I want you to know that I'm thankful that I don't have to live under the law. Now, I'm not without law, as Paul said. I sometimes might have acted like an outlaw, but I wasn't without law because I understand that Jesus Christ has every right to put expectations in my life and require me to live up to them. But I'm not looking for justification in the Ten Commandments, nor in the Golden Rule, if you want to call it that. I found my justification because it was God's justification in Jesus Christ. The Bible said Jesus Christ was raised again for our justification. And I don't want to develop the thought of justification except to say that justification is really a judicial act of God, who God as judge says, you're complete, I'll accept you. And from the standpoint of the judge, he pronounces forgiveness instead of condemnation. And he does so because of Jesus Christ. Christ is our sufficiency in wisdom. In verses 18 and 19, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worship him of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increases with the increase of God. And so Christ is our sufficient wisdom. The Gnostic said that Christ is only a created being of the angelic host. Sounds like modern doctrine, doesn't it? Jehovah's Witnesses haven't introduced anything new. It was believed a long time ago. Same old error that they're advocating today. This is of the fleshly mind. We're to hold ahead Christ as true deity and we as members of his body. And then it becomes very precious to us. Christ is sufficient where asceticism fails. Verses 20 through 23. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Just touch not, taste not, handle not. That's what the ordinances say. Which all pass away, or they perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a shew of wisdom and will worship, and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honoring to the satisfying of the flesh. What satisfies us? Jesus Christ. What satisfies the Father? Jesus Christ. And that satisfies us. But I want you to know that everything hinges about and focuses in Jesus Christ. And if you're in Him tonight, you are complete. And if you're not in Jesus Christ, then of course, I would encourage you to put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. Whom to have and to know is complete.